on the mound, at least at this point. He's making his third start. 0-1 with a 9.72 ERA, 8 and a third. 11 hits, 9 runs all earned. He has struck out 8, walked 3, but he has hit 6. That's taking I want my half of the home plate to an extreme. He's hit 6. He's only gone 8 and a third. Yeah. He's averaging nearly one hit batsman per inning. Not per 9, per inning.
Spikes may well have increased padding tonight.
I may put the window down. The spikes will look like this. Different lineup tonight. Cooper Hecks will lead off, play center field. Parker Kadu at shortstop hits second. Caleb Hill's in left field hitting third. Cam Buford at third base will hit cleanup. Knox Preston, 8 RBIs in the last 2 games. Wow. Catching hitting fifth. Kyle Russell, red hot at the plate. Second base hitting sixth. Will Jewell in right field at 7th. Manny Jackson, the DH, will hit 8th. Josh Spiegel at first base late 9th. All 3 catchers are in the lineup tonight. And Brandon Burgert will be on the mound for the Spikes in this one. Burgert making his 10th overall appearance, including 2 with Mahoning Valley. This will be his 5th start. 1-0 record with a 4.91 ERA, 21 strikeouts, 16 walks. 22 innings, he's given up 12 earned runs. Last time out against Williamsport, he pitched very well. He started the game, went 4 2/3, got a no decision. Only gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run. That was it. Walked 3, struck out 3 in that performance last time out, which was on the 27th. So there you go. Spikes are wearing the blues again tonight. Brandon Burgert, the last to join the party, and the two teams exit their respective dugouts. Julie Henry seems so relaxed tonight. Is there any particular reason? Somebody not show up? Here is Rodney. The Unionville Municipal Orchestra with the playing of our national anthem on College Township Eve. The Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One-Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Beautiful night for baseball here. Had a lot of heavy rain this morning as thunderstorms rolled through, but the area needs the rain anyway. And then it cleared out this afternoon, and it is beautiful. 82 degrees at game time under mostly sunny skies. And the opening pitch of the game here at 6:35 brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Jake Succada will lead it off. Did not play in last night's game, hitting .235, no home runs, nothing knocked in, with a double, bats from the left side. And Burgert's first pitch of the ball game. And delivers. Squares the bunt down low, 1-0 the count. Isaac Lewis behind the plate, Dustin Fields at first, Peter Jones at third, the umpires for tonight's game. Quentin Holmes coaching down at third. Pine away for a ball, 2-0 the count. Defensively for the Spikes, Josh Spiegel at first, Kyle Russell at second, Parker Cadu at short, and Cam Buford at third. Outside 3-0, hadn't found the plate yet. Caleb Hill in left, Cooper Hexton center, Will Jewell in right, and Knox Preston behind the plate. 3-0 the count on this 82-degree night, the wind blowing to right field less than 5 miles per hour. There's a strike right down the heart. 3 balls and a strike. That's line right at the shortstop. Cadu handles it. One out. Draylen Holmes leads the league in home runs, and we saw Exhibit A last night. He hit it 461 feet. Longest home run in the history of this ballpark. Holmes, 4 home runs, 9 knocked in with 4 doubles. He is the league leader in slugging percentage at a whopping .723. And the pitch by Burgert. Up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Shadow about halfway between home plate and the mound as we make the turn into August. Here on August the 2nd. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low in the zone. It's 1-1. 320 down the left field line. 384 left center at the gigantic, beautiful video board in left. 399 dead center, 375 right center. And 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. That's a ball, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1. Down low, 3-1. Wall 7 feet high at the picnic pavilion, which is about third full tonight. Moves to 8 feet high at that video board in left center. Popped up foul over our heads and out of play, full 3-2. And then to the monster in right, it is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. And of course, Penn State founded in 1855, thus the height of the wall. 3-2. Up the middle, that's a base hit. Patient and just drilled it straight up the chute. Here is Jake Allgaier. Tough night for him last night. Allgaier went 0-for-5 in the game. Jake at .250 with no home runs, 5 knocked in and a couple of triples. The switch hitter will hit from the left side against the righty Burgert, and he is the McDonald strikeout guy. Only struck out 6 times here in the second half in 14 games. And Windmill's the bat. He's ready. Burgert to the plate. That's on the inside corner for a strike. No balls and a strike. into left field, double play depth. Outfield straight away, not deep. There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw to second, and he gets in there safely with ease. Holmes steals the base. And for Holmes, that's his second stolen base in three attempts. Meanwhile, the call was a strike. It's an 0-2 count. It's one thing last night. The McDonald's strikeout guy did oblige. Drew Holderbach. 0-2. And delivers. Up high, 1-2 the count. Borderline at the top of the zone with a changeup that time. Holmes leads off second with one out. Burgert with a 1-2 count, and Brandon delivers. Checked it. That just missed, and it was a good call. That's the right call. Same story with the changeup, but instead of being up in the zone, that was in the bottom of it. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. It's the first time we've seen Isaac Lewis behind the plate here. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a curveball. So the McDonald's strikeout guy does strike out. So starting tomorrow at noon with your ticket and a purchase, you can then get a Big Mac for free. Mountain Indy Health, our view of health care about you with more than 30 different medical specialties and several primary care practices. We're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Here is Chengyang Lee. And the pitch. Outside and low for ball, 1-0 the count. 2-for-4 last night with a couple of singles scored twice. Lee at 306. Three home runs, good for second in the league. 15 runs knocked in. That's good for second in the league. With four doubles. And the pitch. It bounced in there. Good block that time by Preston. It's 2-0. He's one of those young players who play for the Samsung Lions in the KBO League out of Seoul, South Korea. It's interesting. There are a couple of KBO players in this league now. Lee being one of them. Bats on the right side. The pitch. That's a strike. Cutter that time. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Berger looks in. He's got two outs, and he's got Holmes on second. Lee waits. Arms extended at right-handed box. Pop foul. First base side. Clears the roof and out of play. Level at 2-2. He's 6 feet tall, 196 pounds. Berger gets what he wants. To the plate. That's line right center field. That's a base hit. That'll put Mahoning Valley in front. Holmes around third. He'll score. Lee wants second, but Jewell tosses it back in there and holds him to an RBI single. 1-0 Mahoning Valley is once again Mahoning Valley scores first in the opening inning. 16 RBIs now for Chengyang Lee. Drew Holderbach, another very good night last night. 3-for-5, drove in a run. He had a double in last night's game. Drew at 333, home run, 9 knocked in with 2 doubles now. Bats on the right side with 2 outs. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. How about the work of Jacob Peden last night? 5 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, the 2 home runs. Struck out 6, walked 1. He was phenomenal. Just kept eating up innings, batter after batter. It's on the ground to short. Charged there by Cadu. Flips it over to Russell going the short way, and the inning is over. They get a run. They do so on 2 hits. They strand 1. Half inning in the books, Mahoning Valley 1 and State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg. So we go down to the bottom half of the first inning, and Villar on the mound, getting the starting assignment tonight. And for him, 6'2", 210 pounds out of Keystone College. He is 24 years of age from West Orange, New Jersey. Villar so far, third start, 0-1, 9.72 ERA, 8 1/3. 11 hits, 9 runs, all earned. Struck out 8, walked 3, but has hit 6 so far. Like, this staff's hit a lot of guys. They've hit 44 guys. Yikes. He has 1/7 of them. He's got 14% of them. So here is Cooper Hext. 2-for-4 last night with a triple, and he fouls that one back. It's 0-1. 308, 2 home runs, 13 knocked in with 5 doubles, and now a league-leading 4 triples. Knocked in a run last night, also walked. And here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-2. Next out of McNeese State in DeQuincy, Louisiana, 6'2", 285 pounds, 22 years of age, batting from the left side. Hit 19 home runs in 4 seasons. 0-2. Ooh, that was a borderline miss. Peden's looking over like, yeah, really? You were good last night, brother. I mean, really good. That's rolled on the ground, foul, first base side. So I've been telling everybody, after doing games up at Williamsport, watching you pitch, I knew you'd come in here and you'd throw. I'm not here to be your publicity agent, but, I mean, I'm impressed. I'm also impressed with JD, but that's a different story. The pitch fouled straight back to the screen. It's 1-2. Defensively, Chung Young Lee is at first. Sakata is at second. Allgaier is at short. Drew Holderbach at third, Holmes in left, Williams in center, McCray in right, with Dirksen behind the plate. And the 1-2. Foul that one. Good job on the breaking ball to stay alive. Hext did 8 home runs, 34 knocked in this spring at 3-10 for McNeese. And the pitch, that's inside and low, 2-2 the count. Parker Cadu on deck. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. 2-2. Lined up the middle and into center field for a base hit. That was outstanding professional hitting there by Cooper Hext. fouled off a number of key pitches, kept himself alive, worked the count even, and then just stroked it up the middle for a hit. Parker Cadeau, last night, 1-for-5, a bunt single, leads the league in hitting at 421. No home runs, 7 knocked in with 2 doubles and 2 triples. Out of Nichols State, Hacks leads off first. Cooper 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Swing and a miss on the curveball that time. It's 0-1. Wind blowing to right, but it's a gentle zephyr. Since we're on a university campus, we'll use the fancy lingo. 0-1. Pitch. High and away, 1-1 the count. Caleb Hill on deck. College Township night tomorrow night with fireworks afterward. Here's the set and the 1-1. This foul, third base side, that'll hit the concourse and bounce toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. It's 1-2. And for the uninitiated, where's College Township? It's right where we're sitting. Believe it or not, Beaver Stadium, this ballpark, and the George Center are all in College Township. Throw to first, dives back in. I think people think it's actually in the borough of State College. It is not. This is College Township. Separate government, the whole thing. I know I pay my taxes. At least most of them. No, all of them, swear. Throw to first again, no shot there. Now the center region is College Township, Patton Township, Ferguson Township, Harris Township, DeGoat State College Borough. We refer to that as the center region. Good lead by Hext. It's on the ground. Lee reaches up. It's foul. For a guy at 6 feet tall, he plays like he's 6'6". New baseballs brought out. To home plate umpire Isaac Lewis. One, two. To the plate. Way outside, breaking ball. 2-2. Another curveball that time. Axe inches out to his lead at first. Throw to first, back standing, no tag. Center fielder Williams is maybe about 15 to 20 steps into left center. The gap is wide open in right center field, and Holmes is very shallow in left. Foul straight back to the screen by Parker. It's still 2-2. Hext and Cadeau, the first two hitters, have been fouling off pitches and working counts. Here's the set. And the pitch. On the ground to second. Picked up there. No chance at second. Throws to first in time. Hex goes to second and one out. Wasn't it hard enough to be a double play ball? Here's Caleb Hill. Hill entered the game last night. Walked late in the game. Hitting an even 200. No home runs and 6 knocked in with a triple. This year at UTSA, 10 home runs, 40 knocked in at 349 with a dozen doubles. Shadow right now has moved across the front of the pitcher's mound. Hill swing and a miss, a little late on that 90-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1. If you went to ask Isaac Lewis, it was a strike, it was. That he swung at. Windmills the bat now ready. Hex leads off second. High and tight to the left-handed hitter. Level at 1-1. Tomorrow night, 6:35. Fireworks after the game as well on College Township night. Here's the set. And the 1-1. Up high at the eyes. 2-1 the count. Normally when it's at the eyes, it probably is high. I mean, I'm not a baseball expert. Now, the guy from Mahoning Valley is. I can just tell by the shades. 2-1. And foul that back to the screen. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Nice Friday night crowd here. Beautiful. I looked at the weather for the next, look, you know, the 45-day forecast, whatever that means. Once we get through, I think, Monday, and Monday's an off day, barely touch 80 the rest of the month. There goes the runner. Heck steals third as Hill strikes out. So the fourth stolen base for Cooper Hext. And Hill strikes out, and that's the first strikeout for Villar. Cam Buford. Two home runs, 18 knocked in, hitting 266. 16 of those 18 RBIs are in the second half. And that means in the second half, he is the league leader. There's three doubles and two triples. Takes that inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 1-0 Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the first, but Cooper Hext on third with two outs. Straight away and deep in the outfield for Cam all the way around. Infield back. 1-0. It's on the ground, ranging to his left. Allgaier, the shortstop, throws to first in time. Good stretch by Lee, and the inning is over. Leadoff single goes for Knott at the end of one. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Top half of the second inning. Brandon Berger back to work. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. He'll face Drew Holderbach, Zach Ketterman, and Blake McCray. 5, 6, and 7 in the Mahoning Valley batting order here in the top of the second. We're checking. It's going to be Ketterman, McCray, and Ketterman, McCray, Dirksen, so 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Ketterman last night, RBI single in the ninth, which was huge because that proved to be the difference-making run. He went 1-for-5 with that RBI. Ketterman, no home runs, 9 knocked in, double and a triple, hitting 182, and the first pitch misses. It's a ball, 1-0 the count. Ketterman bats from the left side, and the pitch high and away. 2-0 the count from Berger. Berger pitched in the Division II Super Regionals this year with Seton Hill. They were finally eliminated by IUP, 2-0. It's down the left field line and foul. IUP head coach Steve Klein pitched, I think, a dozen years at least in the majors. Cardinals, Indians, among others. Then the Indians, now the Guardians. That misses, 3 balls and a strike. Berger had a good collegiate career. as he went 15-5 in his career in 3 years with a 2.94 ERA. Walks him, though, and that's the leadoff walk. First walk given up by Berger tonight. Here's Blake McCray, who did not play in last night's game. 11th game of the season for him, hitting .250 with no home runs, three knocked in, and a triple. Great bats from the right side. Middle infield will be a double play depth. The Spikes have turned 8 ground ball double plays in the second half. Total of 10 double plays, including the one last night where the liner went back to Jake Peden by McKenzie and turned that into a 1-3 double play. Berger goes set and delivers. Low and outside. Good job by Preston to slide out and get it. 1-0 the count. McCray does not have a stolen base attempt. Ketterman has one stolen base attempt, and he's 1-for-1. McCray with a 1-0 count. And the pitch. High and tight at the letters. 2-0 the count. Mahoning Valley, when they were affiliated in the New York Penn League, you can see by the color scheme, they were a part of the, quote, Cleveland then Indians organization, now Guardians. 2-0. The pitch. That's sliced down the right field line. It's going to fall for a base hit. On his way to third will be Ketterman. First and third with nobody out. Dre Dirksen, 407-foot home run last night. Dirksen went 1-for-5, but it was a loud one. 0-91, home run, 4 knocked in. The catcher steps into the right-handed box. Big deep breath for him. Middle infield double play depth, nobody out. Berger delivers. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. It's only the third first pitch strike for Brandon through 8 hitters. Berger goes set. Popped him up in the infield. Drifting back. Russell shallow right. Makes the catch and holds the runners. Just what Brandon Berger needed. One out. Isaac Williams did not play in last night's game. Hitting .212. No home runs. 3 knocked in. He's got a double. Williams out of the University of New Orleans and Raleigh, North Carolina. Just 21 years of age, 6'3", 205 pounds. Steps into the right-handed box. Berger goes set. And to the plate. Here's a strike. That's 4 first pitch strikes in the opening 9 hitters. 0-1 the count. Shadows cross the pitcher's mound now. I'll say this, Russell, the second baseman, Jewel, the right fielder, they're going to have to battle it. Pitch, there goes the runner. Lined at the shortstop, Cadu. This will be an easy 6-3 double play. Inning is over. No runs, a hit. One stranded at third at the end of an inning and a half. It is 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the bottom of the second inning. Spikes down 1-0, and here's Knox Preston, who has knocked in 8 runs in the last 2 games. Home run, 10 knocked in, inning 309. On the ground, inside the bag at third, all the way down to the left field corner. Preston's around first, and will hold there. Great job by Holmes to get to the ball and hold him to a single. Second straight inning, the Spikes have led off with a hit. And here is Kyle Russell, scorching hot at the plate. 2-for-4 yesterday at 371. Good for 5th in the league. No home runs, 6 knocked in with 2 doubles. He is 13 for his last 23 at the plate. And that's a strike. It's 0-1. That pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Pilar looks in with Preston on first. He was thrown out stealing to end the game last night. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Slow curveball. Joe Putnam doesn't even drive that slow when he's on the exit. Set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Another curveball. Slow, slower, and slowest. It's his second strikeout. We'll bring Will Jewell to the plate. Will last night went 0-for-1, hitting 207. No home runs. 1 knocked in with 2 doubles. That pitch is a strike. It is 0-1. The ball's at a strike. One out. Preston inches out to the lead at first. Jewell open stance, left-handed box. Manny Jackson on deck. Swing and a miss. Boy, he is throwing a lot of, quote, junk right now. And so far it's been keeping him ahead. 1-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the second. Preston off to his lead at first. Not a big lead. And the 0-2. Inside and low. 1-2 the count. But you almost have to expect that this guy is going to go out. And he's going to just keep throwing. Now, he'll throw an occasional fastball, but that's it. Throw to first, dives back in. Here's the pitch, low and outside. It's now 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. As Will works the count. Jewel out of Houston Christian. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That's the third strikeout for Villar. And here's Manny Jackson. Did not play yesterday, but went 1-for-4 against Frederick on Wednesday. And that one was a home run. He also drove in a run with a sacrifice fly. And that first pitch to Manny misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Manny all told. Three home runs, 15 knocked in. Swing and a miss. Another curveball. That has been the go-to pitch. The pitch. That is in the left field for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Manny. He slapped it to left. First and second now with two outs. Terrific piece of hitting there. Josh Spiegel at the plate. Family members again here tonight. And the pitch. That's off the fist to the right side, ranging to his left as Sukata throws, and time in the inning is over. No runs, a couple hits, but they strand both of them at the end of two full. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
We work our way to the top half of the third inning. Brandon Berger back to work and the top of the order. Jake Sukata, Draylen Holmes, and Jake Allgaier. And here is Sukata lined out to Cadu at short to open the game. And bats from the left side. Sukata is a left-handed hitter, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0 the count. Pitch, foul back to the screen. Lands near the on-deck circle for Mahoning Valley. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. And that's fouled away again. It's now 1-2. Youngsters playing catch down in the concourse to our left. They have no idea Joe Putnam has three hot dogs waiting for them. Pitch. And he bounced that one in. Two balls and two strikes the count. What bothers me is JD and whomever he's working with. They seem to know, they work their way down to the concourse at the top of the fourth inning, hoping we'll toss them a hot dog. It just, I mean, I looked up sad and it was the two of them looking up. There was a moment like a tear started running down my cheek. Then I overcame it. 2-2. Up high, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And Berger delivers. High chopper up the middle, picked up by Russell. Behind the bag, no throw. That'll be an infield hit for Sakata. And watch out for him. He leads the league in stolen bases with five. And here's Draylen Holmes. Single to center, stole a base, scored the only game's only run. In the first inning, middle infield double play depth. Feel like both teams have been in that mode all night. There goes the runner. Down low, throw to second by Preston. He steals the bag. That's his sixth stolen base of the year. 1-0 the count. Knox Preston out to talk to his guy. Mound conference is over. One nothing Mahoning Valley, top of the third. Berger goes set. Holmes way to the right-handed box. And the pitch. And curveball fouled right at the plate. It's level at 1-1. One ball and one strike. Goes set. Delivers curveball. Yikey crikey. Really? Okay, when it's going that slow, you should be able to call it. 2-1. I mean, that was clearly a strike. And the pitch. Yeah, that got away. That's going to be a wild pitch. And moving to third on the play will be Sakata. Count now 3-1. Goes set and delivers. Now ball four. First and third, nobody out. Had the same situation last inning. It was the opposite with a walk and then a single, but now it's first and third with nobody out. All guys struck out, swinging in the first. 0-4-6 in the series. And the pitch, throw to second. Steals it, goes into center field. It's going to be 2-0. Holmes will get the stolen base. It'll be an E2. And going to third on the play will be Holmes. Pitch down low, 1-1 the count. 2-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the third. Came in at 8-6, spike 7-7. And it's on the ground to second. That'll score a run. Russell will throw to first in time. Allgaier will get an RBI out of it, his sixth of the year, and it's now 3-0 Mahoning Valley. Cheng Young Lee at the plate, RBI single back in the first. Now tied with Cam Buford for 16 RBIs, number one in the second half of the league. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Okay. Isaac Lewis giveth and Isaac Lewis taketh away. 0-1. Bounce that one in. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. It's Jackie Robinson comes out to take the ball. 1-1 the count. Berger delivers. Swing and a miss. Good curveball that time. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Hit high in the air, left field, well hit. Back goes Hill, warning track at the fence. Reaches up and makes a fabulous catch as he belts into the fence. Did he drop it? They're saying he dropped it. Did not hold on. Really? Went back on that ball. Nope, he didn't hold on to it. That'll be a double for Cheng Young Lee. And Tim Battle's going to come out. Now, Tim's going to argue about the call, but Caleb did not hold on to it. I could see it on the replay. And he's asking, I think he's asking, who had the call in that play? Hill seems to be okay after he smacked into the padded wall. That's one thing, another great improvement here. Padded walls all the way around. And here's Holderbach. Down low 1-0. Fielder's choice to end the first inning. When they asked about the walls, they said, we want to pad the walls. They said, we need some sort of guide. They said, Joe Putnam's office is padded. One and oh the count. And the pitch. It's on the ground to short. Kadu charge under his glove into left field. And that'll be an E6. Well, Burgert hasn't helped himself by giving up a walk, but he hasn't received a lot of help either in this inning. Jarrett Brown's going to come out and talk. That gives us a chance to tell you about tomorrow, College Township Community Night. And fireworks after the game. Tickets have been going for that. So go to State College Spikes NittanyBeverage.com right now. And make sure you're here tomorrow. Same thing with Sunday. Big weekend. By the way, we'll take on Trenton. And Trenton's out to a great start at 9-4. Here it's 3-0 Mahoning Valley in the top of the third. And here's Zach Ketterman, who walked back in the second but was stranded at third. 3-0 Mahoning Valley, just one out. Middle infield double play depth, outfield straight away. It's on the ground to second, could be two. Russell shuffles one to Cadu. On to first, double play, 6-4-3, and the inning is over. 4-6-3 double play to end it, but they do get two runs. They do so on two hits. There was one error and one left at the end of two and a half. 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the third in the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. First pitch to Cooper Hext, and that is in there for a ball. One ball, no strike. Single to center, but stranded at third. He did steal a base in the first. Glad Joe Putnam was able to get a pulled pork sandwich. J.D. had seven. That pitch is hit in the air, left field line. Holmes drifts over near the line. Fair territory, puts it away, and one out. That seven, by the way, beats the old record of five by two. Parker Cadu grounded out to second in the first inning. One for six in the series. And the first pitch, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Well, this guy came in with 8 strikeouts, 3 walks, and hit 6 hitters. Well, he's been anything but that tonight. He has struck out 3. He has not walked a batter and hasn't hit anybody. There's a strike. He's at good control. It's 1-1. I was wrong about the 7, JD. Sorry about that. It was 8. That one is lifted in the air, left field, drifting back as Holmes underneath puts it away. Two up, two down for the Spikes in the third inning. I may have mentioned to JD the record was 7. And being competitive, he went for 8. Meanwhile, his counterpart from Mahoning Valley said, "We had pulled pork?" Really? I didn't know. And the pitch. Squares the bunt. Hill pulls back. It's a ball. Struck out swinging in the first. One and oh the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's one and one. And now that Dillard's is out and Dave and Buster's is going in, maybe at the Mahoning Valley Press Box at Eastwood Field and get them to cater it. Just a thought. That's a strike. It's one and two. I mean, do I have to be the idea guy for every team? Come on. One and two the count. Two outs, bases clean. And inside and low, two and two. We're in the bottom of the third, 3-0 Mahoning Valley, one in the first and two in the second. Spikes lead the league in hitting as a team at 284. Last night they were able to muster 10 hits, six runs. Tonight they have three hits. Still early. Pitch. It's on the ground to short. It's Allgaier. Fires to first in time, gets Hill by a step, and ends the inning. He's now retired four in a row. At the end of three full, 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So we go to the top of the fourth inning, 3-0 Mahoning Valley. Brandon Burgert's night over. Nick Hohenstein steps in to take the fourth inning and taking the middle three innings. The first person to sign the petition for Dave and Buster's to be at Eastwood Field, Joe Putnam.
That's right, of course. It'd be a welcome addition for especially road broadcasters who are hungry and venturing forth to try and make an accurate call of the action.
I mean, right now it's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches homemade.
I'll still have the peanut butter and jelly ready just in case.
It's one thing I'm really glad on the road, you bring your box lunch. That is very impressive. Here they're serving pulled pork. I mean,
yes.
I mean JD was in great shape anyway. He's gained 10 pounds just this summer. Looks sharp, though.
Oh, yes.
What's he wearing? Is that salmon?
I think so.
Wearing a salmon shirt. What? I mean, you look summery. What do you think? We're in the Cape Cod League? It's salmon shirt on. What? Yeah.
First pitch from Nick Hohenstein inside for a ball.
He's over there wearing his scrapper's garb. I mean, it doesn't look good, but he's still wearing it.
Oh. 1-0 offering in tight ball 2 to Blake McCray. He'll be followed by Dre Dirksen and Isaac Williams. Nick Hohenstein making his sixth appearance for the Spikes. 1-0 record, a 1.54 ERA. Has a hold to his credit, 11 2/3 innings as he delivers a ball high and in. 3-0 the count. Hohenstein in those 11 2/3 innings coming in. Two runs against him, both earned on seven hits Nine strikeouts of four walks, a 175 opponent's batting average. He delivers a strike on the inner half to McCray, who singled in the second, then was doubled off on the liner by Williams. And the pitch called strike. McCray immediately dropped the bat and was rushing to first, but hang on, it's a full count.
It's my Joe Humphreys. Reel him in. Come on. Get that Merlin in the boat.
3-2, soft liner, bounces onto short, and Cadu could not get the sure footing. And McCray is aboard, and that's probably going to be a base hit.
It has to be. See, your own personal camera person showed up.
Well, when you've got the move, you got to capture it on film.
There's an aura that surrounds you in this park. I mean, she senses it. Huh? Yeah. Here, just read the lines. That's exactly the way Joe wrote them.
Dre Dirksen lines it foul, bounces off the fence in front of the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
I take a little poetic license with mine. Jacob's out there looking around going, this broadcast's insane.
Dirksen popped out to second last time up, throw to first, and McCray's back standing.
I mean, JD's family's now listening. They're kind of wondering what he's doing next. Mahoning Valley guy's just happy anybody's listening.
And the 0-1. Lifted in the air, center field. Hex going back on it, makes the catch on the back pedal. Back to first goes McCray, one down in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Isaac Williams.
Blake McCray, by the way, has not attempted a steal this year.
Williams, meanwhile, lined out to short on a great play by Parker Cadu, and he was able to double McCray off first by a distance.
So clear down the mountain range tonight, I can see Eric Milton's home.
That's right.
I can also see your mansion. Wow. What do you got, 15, 16 bedrooms?
The first pitch swung on and missed. It's a great security system, and it looks
no
like
no kidding,
a
JD and I have tried to come over to say hi a couple times. Hey, I have to admit, the moat is impressive.
0-1 floats in for a strike on the inside corner. The curveball from Hohenstein makes it 0-2.
The electric eels, the barbed wire on the top of the fence. I feel like it sends a message.
0-2, low and away, 1-2 the count.
Now, JD looks at me and he says, gee, Steve, I don't think we should go in. I'm like, come on, kid. So naturally, I'm all cut up.
Upstairs for a ball, 2-2.
And I didn't know a Rottweiler could be a therapy dog.
Two balls, two strikes. Hohenstein to the plate. There goes McCray. Pitches grounded left side. Backhanded by Cadu. Sets, fires to first in time. So McCray on to second as he broke. But Williams with a 6-3 ground out is retired. That'll take it to the top of the order in Jake Cicada.
That would have been a tough play if he went to second. Say McCray had not gone.
Yes.
Had not gone. I think it would have been a tough play to go to second on that play.
Would have been really tough.
Yep.
But Parker, only play was to first.
That was a great throw, too.
And we saw that last night on that relay throw from right center field to get Drew Holderbach. He was playing second base, but on a dime. That pitch is fouled back to the screen, 0-1.
And Norris didn't have to move the glove to make the tag.
Not at all.
Dugout challenging you.
Oh, yeah.
Last night didn't go well.
Dugout is bragging.
That did not go well.
Well, 0-1. Lifted down the left field line. Diving is Caleb Hill, and he's able to make the diving catch. Somewhat of a circuitous route, but he's able to make the play, and that's what's important. No runs a hit, one runner left, 3.5 gone. 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by...
Great, huge Syracuse word there. Nice.
Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions,
Division I Power 5 conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 3-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning. I want to thank our special assistant on the Country Store brand hot dog toss there. Terrific aim, much better than mine. Cam Buford leads off, and he takes a pitch off the left elbow. And so Brian Villar, who came in with 8 1/3 innings on the mound for Mahoning Valley and then hit 6 batters, hits his 7th and now 12 1/3. All right, check that, 11 1/3 so far for VR as a scrapper. So Buford at first and Knox pressed into the plate. Knox with a base hit in the second inning, his first time up. Back-to-back 4 RBI games for Knox Preston. Wednesday afternoon in Frederick, which included a home run, and last night had a big triple that helped build the Spikes lead and then knocked in a run in the ninth inning to get the Spikes within a run, but they could not bring that tying run in. First pitch strike, breaking ball. 0-1 the count. VR to the plate. That is low and away. 1-1 to Preston. Kyle Russell is on deck. Will Jewell will follow. Spikes being out hit so far, 6-3. State College with both of the errors in the game so far as well. VR out of the stretch, the right-hander with the 1-1. That is popped up on the infield. Foul ground, first base side on the runway toward the Spikes dugout. Dirksen under it makes the catch, and there's one away. Ramada out of town scoreboard is relatively sparse in the MLB Draft League. That's because this is the only game in progress in the league right now. Frederick and Trenton are in a rain delay. Williamsport, West Virginia in a rain delay as well. Keep you updated if they do get underway in those respective locations. Now, of course, the league schedule changes around tomorrow. 2-game series across the league on Thursday and this Friday night, as Buford takes off on the first pitch to Russell. Bouncing throw to second, won't get there, and Cam has a stolen base. For Buford, that is his 5th steal in 6 attempts across both halves. He is now 3-for-3, a perfect 3-for-3 in the second half. And moves into scoring position for Kyle Russell, who has been on a tear as of late. 2-for-4 last night. He is 13 for his last 23 at the plate. He's raised his batting average to .361, on base percentage .452. Check swing, he went around, trying to hold it back, could not on the breaking ball that was tailing away. 0-2 to Russell. Now the Spikes trying to get something going here, trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the set by VR. Look to second and the pitch. Breaking ball, grounded to the left side, deflects off of Allgaier into shallow left. I think he took his eye off that one. I think that'll be the first error of the night for Mahoning Valley. It is.
So Buford on to third. And now runners at the corners with one out, and maybe with this door left open, the Spikes can barge on through, as has been their wont throughout this season, particularly here in the second half. 111 runs in their first 14 games of the second half. And now Will Jewell at the plate. 0-for-1 so far, and he slugs this one high in the air, right field. McCray at the warning track, leaps at the base of the wall and makes the grab. Buford will tag from third. He scores. It is a sacrifice fly for Will Jewell. That came oh so close to tying the game with one swing of the bat. It is now 3-1. Russell remains at first, as that one went 345 feet, but it needed to go probably 348 to get out of here. 97 miles an hour off the bat. And here's Manny Jackson, the lefty DH out of Norfolk State, singled in his first at-bat tonight. First pitch in tight for a ball. Manny got in on the home run party Wednesday, his first home run of the second half, his third home run overall with the Spikes. And the 1-0. That is lifted down the left field line, but sailing foul into the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Actually bounces off the ground of the bullpen and up into seating section 302, rolls into 301. One ball and one strike. Those the bullpen box seats out there. And, of course, the Penn State spa tickets out there as well. Each and every Spikes home game, free tickets for Penn State students through Penn State Spa, the Student Program Association. And here's a liner off the mid of the diving Sakata into right center field. Around second is Russell. He'll make third. That's a single from Manny Jackson. Sakata nearly made an outstanding play, but only got a piece of the mitt on the ball. And then runners on the corners again now with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and the tying run is on for Josh Spiegel. Spiegel playing first base tonight for the Spikes is 0-for-1. He grounded out to second his first time up. But now an opportunity to bring the Spikes closer, could even give them the lead with one swing of the bat. Spiegel's already hit one big home run here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. And the pitch. That is off the handle of the bat. Fouls. BR busted inside. That's fouled right underneath us. 0-1 the count to Spiegel, the Greensburg native. Stayed in the Keystone State to play his last 4 years of college ball after starting his collegiate career at Oklahoma State. 0-1. Rounder back through the box, stabbed at by VR. He'll hustle on to first, underhands to Lee, and the inning is over. But one run for the Spikes. They get on the board with one hit, one error, and two runners left on base at the end of four. It is Mahoning Valley 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there.
Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fourth inning here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Pardon me, into the fifth inning here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. Nick Cohenstein to face Draylen Holmes, Jake Allgaier, and Cheng Young Lee. 3-1 lead for the Scrappers here. Winners last night by a 7-6 score. Mahoning Valley looking for a two-game road sweep. They will be back home tomorrow night hosting the Williamsport Crosscutters, and we're told that the Crosscutters and the West Virginia Black Bears were scheduled to play tonight in a rain delay, but now set for an 8 p.m. start time. Breaking ball in tight, 1-0 to Holmes. Hit a 461-foot homer last night. That is the longest ever hit that was traced by the TrackMan system here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, besting big leaguer Brendan McKay, who did so in the 2016 New York Penn League playoffs. Breaking ball low and away, 2-1 the count. It was actually in the New York Penn League championship series, the second game, the clinching game. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. And the pitch. Bouncer foul, third base side. McKay, of course, one of really the first two-way players. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani has taken all the headlines as a two-way player. But McKay, even up through the minor league ranks, continued to be both a pitcher and a position player. And the 3-2 lined into center field. Hext on the move, but won't get to it. It's a base hit for Holmes, his second of the night. Third time he has reached base. Now Jake Allgaier, the batter. Allgaier struck out in the first inning and then a ground out in the third, but it did drive in a Mahoning Valley run. Gave them at that time a 2-0 lead. It is currently at 3-1. Set by Hohenstein, and the pitch. Showing bunt, drawing it back, Allgaier, but the curveball's a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. And Cohenstein, efficient as he has been really throughout this MLB Draft League second half, a 1.42 ERA now after a successful fourth inning, scoreless. Breaking ball is low, 1-1 the count. He had the only 1-2-3 inning of that 17-11 win for the Spikes in the eighth inning on Wednesday afternoon. The pitch, runner goes, the 1-1 popped up foul, third base side. Buford on the move, he tried to get to it, but could not quite grab it. Bounces off the warning track into the Mahoning Valley dugout. One ball and two strikes, but Buford with a tremendous effort coming over from third. And Cam has been playing a little bit in left field as well. Trying to add to that versatility. He's worked closely with Tim Battle, Spikes manager. Of course, part of the Spikes last season as well, so he and Tim formed a connection there. One ball, two strikes to Allgaier, and this pitch is lifted in the air, right field and deep. Ajula with a bead on it makes the grab on the warning track and right in front of the big monster, and there's one gone. Trenton and Frederick, by the way, also out of the rain delay. They are now in the top of the first inning and scoreless, so brief delays elsewhere. We got started on time tonight, 6:35 p.m. As is usually the case here, no matter what the weather might be throughout the course of the day, it might be raining in Clarence, it might be raining in Renovo, but in State College, it's not raining. And in fact, we had some pretty hefty showers overnight here, but the tarp was on the field. And this, of course, a brand new field, drains exceptionally well. Our great grounds crew, Cullen Doherty and his folks, do a tremendous job taking care of this brand new field as the 1-0 fouled away to the right side, 1-1. And so it may rain, even during the course of the day, it might rain. But this field can come back in a big way. pretty fast, and so if you've got a ticket for a Spikes game, you can be pretty well assured that other than less than 3% of the time, you are going to see Spikes baseball, and a great majority of that time, you're going to see it on time. Fastball is a strike on the outer half, 1-2 the count. And tomorrow, Spikes are home at 6:35 p.m., welcoming the Trenton Thunder for a big night. A throw on to first, diving back in is Holmes. Fireworks after the game, presented by College Township. It is College Township Community Night, our home township here. In fact, this ballpark entirely within College Township. 1-2. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Lee goes after the high fastball, and that is the first strikeout of the night for Nick Hohenstein, and the second for Spikes pitching. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health for the fourth year in a row. Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Holmes remains at first, two gone here in the top of the fifth. Mahoning Valley leading 3-1, but Hohenstein now to face Drew Holderbach, who grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning, reached on an error in the third. There goes the runner. Pitch is outside of ball. Throw down to second. Holmes slides in safely. So Draylen Holmes with his second stolen base of the game. He is now 3-for-4 in steal attempts. Actually, that's his third steal, I beg your pardon, of this game. He has stolen second each time he has reached base. So now 4 steals in 5 attempts for the second half. 1-0, and this is actually Matt Rivera, who rips one to the left side and into left field. Holmes around third. He will score, and Rivera checks into the game to replace Drew Holderbach and immediately puts Mahoning Valley back out in front by 3. Now Zach Ketterman, the batter. And Ketterman is 0-for-1 with a walk. Grounded into a double play his last time up. So Rivera, a catcher by trade. Pinch hits here in the fifth, but this is probably to lead to a defensive substitution. As the pitch to Ketterman, foul tipped into the mitt. 0-1. Hohenstein with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball there. Again, tomorrow, 6:35 game. Also, the mystery bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. The bobblehead trading post will be here as well. Our good friends at Spring Necks will be out. But the first 500 fans get those mystery bobbleheads. There are no new ones in the mix. But there are some that have never been available before at Medler Field of LeBron O'Park. There's bobblehead favorites of the Spikes past. Pop up to the right side of the infield, and this should end the inning. Underneath it is Russell, puts it away, and indeed, the top of the fifth comes to a close. But Mahoning Valley scoring a run on 2 hits. One runner left on base. The mystery bobblehead giveaway includes some autograph bobbleheads as well. Tickets available now at statecollegespikes.com. Halfway home at Medler Field at LeBron O'Park through 4.5. Mahoning Valley 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes Just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Cooper Hex, Parker Cadu, and Caleb Hill, top of the order, due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth. Now trailing 4-1. Ryan VR into his fifth inning of work, and his first pitch of this inning is slugged by Hexton to right center field. On for it is McCray, the right fielder. He runs it down, and there's one away. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the big leagues today. Things got started earlier at Wrigley Field. The Cubs defeating the Cardinals 6-3. Eric Fetty, the Cards' new acquisition, taking the loss in that one. First pitch to Parker Cadu, fouled back to the backstop. By the way, Matt Rivera stays in the game to play third base and replacing Drew Holderbach. Finishes the night 0-2 at the plate. VR with the 0-1. That is fouled. Oh, almost a great catch made by a fan there in suite 505. He had a hand on it, tried to snag it, and almost had it. That would have been a tremendous grab. The 0-2 to Cadu, foul back to the screen. Ongoing action in the big leagues. The Royals leading the Tigers 3-2, top of the sixth inning. Diamondbacks up 5-1 on the Pirates, bottom of the fifth. Back-to-back-to-back home runs, helping Arizona build that lead as the 0-2 to Cadu is low for a ball, 1-2. Ketel Marte, Jock Peterson, and the former Pirate, Josh Bell, with the back-to-back-to-back blasts. 1-2. That is outside. Ball 2 to Cadu. So two strikes and a foul, and now he's working his way back. VR has thrown 65 pitches, 45 of them for strikes. And the 2-2. That's fouled off the sweet level again. Actually, that went into the printers.com box. I think Steve might have a play on that one. 2-2 the count to Cadu. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. And that's lifted in the air. Right field coming on for it. McCray settles underneath and makes the grab. Two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Brewers and the Nationals tied at 3, going to the fifth inning in D.C. Guardians up 2-1 on the Orioles in the bottom of the third, and Giants and Reds were delayed, but they are about to get underway in Cincy. The Marlins leading the Braves 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. And we'll have a pinch hitter here as Austin Rocaforte checks in to replace Caleb Hill. And Rocaforte pinch hitting here. Of course, he is played in all 14 games so far for the Spikes. A .265 batting average, two doubles, a triple, five RBIs, .339 on base percentage. He'll take over in the three spot in the order. And the first pitch to him tonight is outside for a ball. So Tim Battle making some changes here in the middle of the game. We'll see where Rocaforte ends up playing here. The 1-0. That is when the Spikes take the field in the sixth inning as the pitch a strike. Fastball over the outer edge, 1-1. Tim coaching at third. Lastings Millage at first, 1-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside, 2-1 to Rocaforte. Austin has been a constant presence in the Spikes lineup here in the second half. He's nearly always been in the leadoff spot. That's a strike over the outer edge, 2-2 the count, but now coming in midway through, taking over in the three spot. Spikes looking for some offense. Rocaforte certainly a catalyst for that. 2-2 pitch. Bouncer up the middle, gathered in by Sakata. Throw on to first just in time to get Austin for the final out of the inning. So the Spikes go down in order. In the bottom of the fifth, we go to the sixth. 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Austin Rocaforte stays in the game to play left field after pinch hitting in the fifth inning. No other changes defensively for the Spikes as we begin the sixth. Nick Hohenstein remains on the mound on the right-hander's first pitch to Blake McCray. Foul back over our heads. And out of play, 0-1. McCray, 2-for-2 in the game. Has singled in the second and in the fourth, though he was doubled off first on a line-out in the second. Hohenstein delivers. Check swing, breaking ball low and away. One ball and one strike. A run in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth for the Scrappers. Spike's lone run in the fourth inning on Will Jewell's sacrifice fly. And the 1-1, up and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. Finishing off the big league portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Marlins lead the Braves 3-0 top of the fourth. Red Sox and Rangers underway in Arlington, scoreless top one. Fly ball to right field, Jewell is back on it to the warning track. He makes the catch. Taking a hit away from his opposite number in right, Blake McCray, one down. And here is Dre Dirksen. The Mahoning Valley catcher is 0-for-2, popped out to second in the second, flat out to center in the fourth. Later on tonight in the bigs, the Rays visit the Astros, the White Sox take on the Twins. Mets will visit the Angels, Dodgers visit the A's, Rockies and Padres meet in San Diego. Fastball up and in, ball one. Phillies visiting the Mariners, and the Blue Jays and Yankees were set to go at 7:05, but they are in a delay in the Bronx. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-1 to Dirksen. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes, also the U.S. Olympic men's volleyball team, scoring a 3-1 win over Japan today. A lot of Penn State representation on that squad. The 2-1, low and away. 3-1 the count. U.S. men's soccer, however, knocked out of the Olympic tournament, falling to Morocco today. 3-1. As fouled back, again over our heads out of play. 3-2 the count. 4-0 the final for Morocco over the USA. Spain advances to the semifinals with a 3-0 win over Japan. Egypt defeating Paraguay in penalty kicks, and France over Argentina as well. And the 3-2 to Dirksen, a fastball upstairs, ball four. So runner on first and one out, and Isaac Williams now the batter. By the way, Brandon Albright has joined the Mahoning Valley Scrappers for the second half as a strength and conditioning fellow, several teams around the MLB Draft League, now with strength fellows who will join them and help with the programming to maintain and build strength, particularly among the pitching staffs of their assigned teams throughout the course of the second half. Throw on to first, and Dirksen dives back in. So So Brandon Albright, in addition to being a strength and conditioning fellow, he also serving as somewhat of a bat boy tonight for Mahoning Valley, assisting with the transporting the equipment back to the Mahoning Valley dugout on the third base side. And the pitch lined into left field, a base hit. So Dirksen moves up to second. Williams is aboard with his first hit of the night. The Scrappers ninth as a team. And with runners on first and second and one gone, it is the top of the order now up for Mahoning Valley. Jake Sakata, second baseman, is 1-for-3. And there is left-handed action starting up in the Mahoning Valley, or I checked that, in the State College bullpen. It is Leo Palacios getting ready. And on the right field line, Knox Preston out to the mound to have a chat with Nick Hohenstein. Spikes have already turned two double plays in this game, one on a liner and the other a more conventional 4-6-3 double play on the ground. That'll be just what Nick Hohenstein ordered here if the Spikes can turn two, as Sakata steps into the left-handed batter's box. 4-1 Mahoning Valley, top of the sixth. Hohenstein looking to keep it that way, delivers. Fastball is low, blocked by Preston. One ball, no strikes. Now with all three catchers on the Spikes roster in the starting lineup tonight, Palacios will actually be throwing, I think, to one of the pitchers there, sort of acting as a catcher. One ball, no strikes. And the delivery's outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. And Sakata sends this one toward the line country Kia corner and right, and it bounces off the base of the wall. And having to hold up at second is Williams. Dirksen got a late jump. He can only get to third. It'll be a single for Sakata off the 18.55-foot-high right field wall. And the bases are loaded. No run score. He sent that one 336 feet. But again, having to hold up because didn't know if the ball would leave the yard, if Jewell would be able to get to it. Dirksen only getting to third. So Williams had to hold up at second even after a big turn. And here is Draylen Holmes. 2-for-2 of the walk, 3 stolen bases, 3 runs scored, and the pitch. That's a strike over the outer edge. Curveball from Hohenstein. Scrappers out hitting the Spikes 10-4. And trying to expand upon the 4-1 lead, breaking ball low and away. 1-1. The pitch swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. By the way, Olympic men's golf competition. Tommy Fleetwood of Great Britain, Xander Schauffele of the USA, and Hideki Matsuyama of Japan tied after 2 rounds at 11 under par. Called strike three with a breaking ball in the inner half. And that's Nick Hohenstein's second strikeout of the game, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street. Offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Bases remain loaded, but now there are 2 outs, and that'll be it for Nick Hohenstein. With the switch hitting, Jake Allgaier coming up. Tim Battle will want him to bat as a righty. And Leo Palacios, the lefty, will get the assignment here to keep this a 4-1 game. Here on the top of the sixth inning. And the bases are loaded. We'll have the numbers on Palacios and the rest of this sixth inning when we return after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Leo Palacios on for the Spikes in the top of the sixth inning. Palacios on in a big spot here as well. Bases loaded, two outs. Spikes trailing 4-1. If they can keep it within that three-run range, they'll be within striking distance here in the late innings. For Palacios, an 0-1 record. His ERA currently sitting at 18. A couple outings have gone sideways on him. One hold to his credit. Five total innings, 10 runs charged to him, 11 total hits, seven strikeouts to five walks. So now Palacios, in probably the highest stress situation he's had to enter as a Spike. And Jake Allgaier, the batter, the switch hitter, who had been a left-handed hitter against Burgert and Hohenstein to begin the game, now switches around to become a right-handed hitter. And Nick Hohenstein goes 2 2/3 innings. One run charged to him so far. He is responsible for all three runners on base. Five hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Hohenstein threw 53 pitches, 32 of them for strikes. Leo Palacios' first pitch of the night is a breaking ball outside for ball one. Always difficult as a reliever to go into a ball game with the bases loaded. You have no margin for error right from the start. The 1-0. That is swung on, though, and popped up. Jewell coming in from right field, posted underneath it, makes the catch, and Leo Palacios equal to the task here in the top of the sixth inning. The bases are left loaded for Mahoning Valley. Two hits, but nothing to show for it. Scrappers have now stranded eight runners on base in the first six frames. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 4-1 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Cam Buford to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. The Spikes still within striking distance at 4-1. And the first pitch by Brian Villar here in the sixth inning, a strike on the outer half of the plate with a curveball. VR throwing his 73rd pitch of the night. 51 of them have been for strikes. 0-1. That one is low and away for ball one. Buford hit by a pitch his last time up, stole second and scored what is to this point the Spikes' only run. Grounded out in his opening at bat in the first. 1-1. Check swing. Oh, he went around, says Isaac Lewis. Breaking ball was on point, though. It actually was a strike on location. So either way, it is 1-2. It's a moot point. Here's VR with a full windup, and the righty deals, and that's bounced up the middle into center field. Cam Buford has his first hit of the night. The Spikes fifth as a team. And the leadoff man is on as Knox Preston comes to the plate. Knox with a single in the second, a foul out in the fourth. ...4-1 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
You haven't helped much. What the heck? Walk back in here. I'm going to rake here, man. I have some laughs. A ball went into the
I saw you retrieve that.
Well, the ball went into the next booth, and it bounced over.
There goes Buford on the first pitch of Preston. Called a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. And Cam Buford with his second stolen base of the game. He's now perfect 4-for-4 here in the second half.
Gave the ball to a youngster.
Yeah.
Right. And then I come back in here and then I see the tears in JD's eyes. I think he was hoping I would give him the ball. I tried to point out to him, just take one of the batting practice ones. They'll never miss it. He's got access to everything in the ballpark.
0-1 to Preston. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Down the right field line. This will drop in front of the line. Country Kia corner. Buford around third. He'll score. And Knox Preston settles into second with an RBI double. The Spikes cut the deficit to 2.
Joe, he has 9 RBIs in 3 games.
He has had some outstanding performances at the plate. He's been elevated in the order tonight. He's batting 5th, but Tim he continues to justify Tim Battle's faith in him to produce in the middle of the lineup. The St. Louis product with 2 hits tonight, and Ron Mahay, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, is going to make a visit to the mound. Ryan VR is at 78 pitches right now, 55 of them for strikes, but the tying run is at the plate.
He's been good. I mean, I don't think... he's been, I think, way better than he thought he was going to. So,
now VR had come in just 8 1/3 total innings for the Scrappers in his previous 2 outings, but he's extended past that tonight. Of course, last night we saw
this guy has hit 6 batters in 9 innings, Joe.
Yeah, 7.
I'm not joking.
7 when you count him hitting Cam Buford tonight.
Right. I mean, it's been amazing.
He's had his difficulties, but he's thrown strikes tonight against 55 and 78 pitches.
Yeah, he's been good.
Of course, last night we saw Jake Peden, who had been exclusively a reliever coming into last night's game, go a very strong 5 2/3 innings.
Yeah, Peden, I expect, though. I mean, he's, it's like expecting JD to do great work. I expect that.
That's right. We do expect. Kyle Russell at the plate. Runner on second. Nobody out. VR delivers. And Russell shows bunt. Draws it back. The curveball misses. Not by much.
That's because it didn't. Russell got a break there.
1 ball, no strikes. The pitch. Russell shows bunt again. This one is...
It's 2-0, Joe. They've both been strikes. Whoops.
Here's the set by VR.
Go get him.
That one is a strike.
It's the exact same spot as the other. What, are you going to reset it now?
Just in case.
He resets it.
2 balls and a strike. That is bunted up in the air, taken by the first baseman, Lee. He won't have a play on Preston.
You cannot do that.
So pop-up becomes a pop-out on the bunt.
You can't do that. You got to get it down on the ground. You can't do that. And the problem was, you know what he did? He got defensive.
Yes.
Ball came at him, and he pulled back. When he pulled back, the ball got popped in the air.
That puts it airborne. You lift the bat like that. Will Jewell 0 for 1 with a sacrifice fly. Now he the tying run at the plate. VR delivers. Swing and a miss.
Now you broke it.
0 and 1 the count.
You broke it.
Next offering is low and away for a ball.
Made in Afghanistan. Where do you get this stuff? Oh, now you're going to use yours? Oh, yeah.
One ball and one strike. Pitch. High fastball swung on and missed.
Why don't you turn the whole thing off? Let's try that.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
Exactly. It's America. It's what we do.
Okay.
Oh, it's the whole thing's off?
The whole thing's off. Yep, that's what it is.
Oh, well, that sounds like a league conspiracy.
1-2, breaking ball outside.
You know what? We're going to protect these
two
dudes.
2-2. Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
That was a curveball.
It was. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Those bozos will never get by without it.
Preston leads off second. VR delivers line toward left field. Coming on for it, making the catch. Yes, Chai is Holmes. Preston retreats to second. 2 down. Well hit, but right at him. And Manny Jackson, who is 2 for 2 tonight, will now step in.
Austin Ball is going to be on deck. He's going to hit for Josh Spiegel.
Yep, and he'll check in to play first base as well. That'll also and will help bolster the defense. Josh is strong at first, but Austin is definitely the best defensive option Spikes have at first base. Jackson waits in the back of the left-handed batter's box. VR has the sign, out of the stretch, delivers. In tight, Manny turns away, came close to that hip, but it's ball one.
2 for 2 tonight, Joe, including a beautiful job of hitting the left field.
Yeah.
Back in the second inning, he slapped it that way.
He has progressed extremely well as a hitter since he's been with the Spikes, and all the way to the start of this season in June. Foul back to the screen, 1-1.
What's the U.S. men's volleyball team win today? Anderson, Russell, Max Holt every time they turned around. Might as well have Mark Pavlik coaching.
1 ball, 1 strike. Breaking ball on a strike on the outer edge, 1-2.
I'd like to know his percentage of curveballs tonight. It's got to be better than 50%.
Absolutely.
I think he's thrown better than 50% of his pitches curveballs. He's had good control of it.
He has. 1-2. The pitch. Fouled over the netting into the concourse.
See, but Manny timed it that time. You know, he thought curveball. Of course, this thing tells you it went 132 feet, really. It went backwards.
1-2. The pitch. Liner onto the shortstop. Ball guy was right at him again. The Adam ball working against the Spikes in the bottom of the sixth. But they do get a run back on 2 hits, 1 runner left on base. Into the seventh, 4-2. Mahoney Valley leading State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
End of the seventh inning, Mahoning Valley leading State College 4-2. Leo Palacios back on the mound for the Spikes here. The base is empty this time. Middle of the order due up for the Scrappers. And taking it the rest of the way, I don't really have a big introduction here tonight either, but it's better than last night. Here's Steve Jones.
Last night you did nothing.
There you go. It's an improvement.
Right. And then you bragged everybody. It's the best you've ever done. So it's the only time you felt honest about it.
Oh, man.
All right, Knox Preston. All right, there he is. Just for the heck of it, I mean, for the umpire's sake, a catcher would be good. We'll say this. JD does look classy in the salmon shirt, by the way. Right. That is popped up. Backing up Russell Shallow. Right. Gives way to Will Jewell, who slides in and makes the catch. One out. I'm going to guess the Mahoning Valley guy, all his stuff's off the rack, right? Right. See, like, he wears Peter Millar. You can tell it's a Peter Millar shirt, right? You look like yours is Peter Miller. I didn't know Kmart was still open. Matthew Rivera at the plate. And the pitch. And hit him. Throws the bat down. Yeah, like that was deliberate. It's like it's a 4-2 game. Well, I want base runners. I'm just going to hit the guy. Sure. America's most ridiculous reaction. Just walk down to the base. Crap. When you got that shirt, were you blinded by the blue light? I'm talking about his shirt. Oh, no, you're wearing Peter Millar. You're classy. Looks like you got it right out of the USGA store. With one out, here's Ketterman. Ketterman is 0-for-2, walked in the second, inning-ending 4-6-3 double play in the third, popped out the second to Russell in the fifth. Middle infield double play depth with one out. 4-2, Mahoning Valley top of the seventh. Palacios, the left-hander, deals. Inside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Scrappers have out-hit the Spikes 10-6 on this Friday night, lead it 4-2. Palacios lifted in the air, foul territory, third base side. Buford gives it a run, along with Cadu, the shortstop, and it goes four rows back and out of play. Palacios, the left-hander out of Phoenix. He works from the third base side of the hill. He's got Rivera on first. Rivera 0-for-1 in stolen base attempts. Foul straight back by Ketterman, 1-2. Palacios' job, keep this a 4-2 game. Give his offense a chance. You're going to have Ball, Hext, and Cadu coming up in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ball's going to pitch hit for Spiegel. At least I believe that's how they're going to do it. Spiegel's still out there at first base, by the way. The pitch up high for a ball, 2-2 the count. Curveball from Palacios that time. They've been rotating players as the first base coach, while Quentin Holmes is coaching down at third. The pitch, low and outside, it's full 3-2. So it's 3-2, one out. Remember, Rivera's 0-1 in stolen bases. So it's, you think about running in this spot, I think he's not going to here, especially against a left-hander. He holds, foul straight back, still 3-2. He even took a quarter step back to first base before Palacios delivered. 87 with a fastball from Leo. A one out. Top of the seventh. 4-2, Mahoning Valley. With Rivera on first and that one out. 3-2 to Ketterman. There goes the runner, and it's ball four. So they did send him on the second opportunity, 3-2, one out. Blake McCray at the plate, 2-for-3, single to right in the second. Infield hit in the fourth, flew out to Jewell and right in the sixth. So Buford will play up on the grass at third. Now he'll back up to even at the bag at third. Middle infield at double play depth with Russell, the second baseman, against the right-hand hitter. Shadowing at second. That way, Kadu can play back at short. The pitch is fouled, and it went right off Knox Preston. So Isaac Lewis will walk the ball out there just to give Knox Preston a few moments to settle down just a bit. That was the cutter that time. Knox says he's ready to go, and let's go. Rivera leads off second, and Ketterman off first with one out. McCray down 0-1. And the pitch to the right-handed hitter, down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Went curveball that time. Yeah, lights have taken over here in the ballpark. Sundown officially at 8:24. It's now 8:36 here in the East. And the pitch. That's up high. Well, that caught the top of the zone. That's a borderline pitch. 2-1 the count. The flags in left center field are not moving at all. Palacios looks in. And delivers. That's up high for a ball. It's 3-1. Look, can't be walking, guys. You got one out. Just attack. They hit it, they hit it. You have to trust your own stuff here. 3-1 the count. Palacios to the plate. There go the runners. That's a strike throw to third. Oh, mercy me. Wow. Call them safe. They're safe on both ends, and I'm telling you, that was not so sure about that one. Not sure on that one. Double steal. That was a break. Ooh. 3-2 the count. Infield in. One out. And the pitch. Curveball up high, ball four, bases are loaded. Hit one, walk two, and that's how you load the bases, just like that. Didn't give your fielders a chance to do anything. So here's Drake Dirksen, who homered last night. He's 0-for-2 tonight and 1-for-6 in the series. Popped out to second in the fourth. Flew to center to Hext in the fourth. And then walked in the sixth. Bases loaded, one out. Up at the corners, middle infield back at double play depth. The pitch, swing and a miss. 87-mile-per-hour fastball up in the zone. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike. Look at that view. Mount Nittany. 0-1. Foul down the right field line and goes toward Bergatopia and out of play. Bounces around there. You see all the Big Ten flags out there. Need to add four more of them in. Officially today, Washington, Oregon, along with USC and UCLA. Officially today in the Big Ten. And the 0-2. Popped him up in the infield. Oh, Spiegel foul territory. Makes the catch. Two outs. There you go. That'll bring the number nine hitter, Isaac Williams, to the plate. If you're asking why they came in today officially when it was announced, what, 2 years ago for UCLA and USC and last August for Oregon and Washington, why today? Because the TV contract with the Pac-12 ran out at midnight last night, and with it, the grant of rights. So there's no exit fee, no grant of rights fee. It's a nice, clean entry into the Big Ten with no baggage. Same story, by the way, for Utah, Arizona State, Arizona, and Colorado going to the Big 12. They officially entered today, too. Down low for a ball, one and another count. Is a big Oregon fan? You're a big Oregon fan? That's great. Dylan Gabriel, good quarterback. Right? Good quarterback. UCF, Oklahoma. I mean, you got. I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks, you're good on rentals. Do you recruit anybody? No. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. Up high, 2-0. Got that big game with Ohio State. I think, well, that's in October, I think, out at Autzen. Ohio State, the COVID year, was supposed to go out there, and they had to cancel it. And then Oregon went to Ohio State and beat them, and Thibodeau didn't play. The pitch, up high, 3-0, throw to first, up, he got back. Nah, he got back. You don't think I know anything about your program, do you? Just some novice sitting here? What? Oregon will come here, by the way, in basketball this year, along with Washington. And they had a great run last year with Dana Altman. It's 5-2. He walked him on four pitches. Oh, brother. Five to two. No, you gotta give your people a chance. You cannot go out there and not give them a chance. I mean, I know we've seen our fair share of bases loaded walks this year where the spikes have benefited from that, but you've gotta give your people a chance. The bases are loaded. You got guys that can make plays. So now it's 5-2. You're in the top of the seventh inning. Jerry Brown has had his say. By the way, never been to Autzen Stadium, just so you know. Never been there. So I'm scheduled to go out there in 2027. To Autzen. I go up next year for basketball to the Knight Center because they'll rotate between USC, UCLA 1 year and then Oregon, Washington. They'll do it all in one trip in a weekend. And the pitch. It's up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. Okay. Sakata is 2-for-4 in the game. Lined out to short. Singled, stole a base, scored in the third. Great play in left field by Caleb Hill to retire him in the fourth. Single to right in the sixth. 1-0. And the pitch. There's a strike. Yeah. So as you see in Indianapolis, Oregon put the big duck out there in the river. Okay? They did one better than that. They sent the actual duck mascot, Puddles, to the Nebraska Media Day. Right? And he tried to ask questions, and they threw him out. Down low, 2-1 the count. Right. Now, the duck can't talk. So who cares if he's trying to ask questions? Don't be so sensitive. Just let him sit there. 2-1. Strike 2-2. Got that motorcycle he rides in on. Oh, yeah. That's cool. Motorcycle. Two and two the count. It's on the ground to third. Buford there. Steps in the bag. Inning's over. That's why you let your fielders work for you. They get a run on no hits. Three walks and a hit batsman. And at the end, a 6.5, seventh-inning stretch time, 5-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So bottom of the seventh inning, and Austin Ball will lead it off. It'll be followed by Cooper Hext and Parker Cadu. And let's give Villar credit. He went six innings tonight. Six hits, two runs, one earned. He struck out three, did not walk a batter, hit one. So Evan Harmon comes in the game to take over. Harmon, a 6'3", 225-pound right-hander out of Lipscomb, makes his home in Nampa, Idaho. 22 years of age. Birthday's November 8th. And Villar, six innings, six hits, two runs, and one earned. So here's Austin Ball. Ball steps in. 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored yesterday at 255. Home run, 12 knocked in with five doubles. Our friend from Mahoning Valley, that's a strike. It was telling me that he actually is a student at Oregon. How close do you live to Animal House? Two blocks? Two houses, two blocks over. Very nice. 0-2 the count. That will be my first stop after the hotel. 0-2 to Austin. And the pitch. Outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. I think some guy went, whoo, down below. Like, I missed by actually a decent margin. 1-2 the count. Down 5-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Harmon, the right-hander, goes set and delivers. Call strike three, got him. Harmon gets his first strikeout. And Harmon, I believe this is his first appearance with Mahoning Valley. Cooper Hext is 1-for-3. Singled in the first, flew to left in the third, and flew to right in the fifth. And the pitch, and that's inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. Axe waits left-handed box. Checked it up high. They appealed. No. 1-1 the count. 96 with the fastball, though. That's has some giddy up to it. Great job by Villar tonight. He had really struggled before tonight, but he didn't struggle at all tonight. 1-1. That's line to right field. Sinking, diving. He didn't get it. Hextor out first. On his way to second. Head first slide. He's got a double. Great effort in right field by McCray, but he couldn't get it. And that'll be a double for Hext. And Hext now has six doubles, four triples, and two home runs. Parker Cadu is 0-for-3, grounded his second in the first, flew to left in the third, flew to right in the fifth. Let's see if we can get Hext in and put some game pressure on. Hext gets his lead down to third, big lead, in fact. That's outside. Ooh, man, that was a good pitch. 95, that was called a ball, but that was a good pitch. Yuron Mahey down there, the pitching coach. You'd like him to deliver that pitch more often than not. 1-0. He checked it. 1-1. That may have been his slider that time at 93. This guy throws hard. And I believe this is his first appearance with them, right? 1-1 the count. See, the guys in the booth next door don't think I pay attention to the game. Don't know anything about personnel. Right. Not the first rodeo. Kind of like Jerry Allen, your football play-by-play guy. Jerry Allen, good guy. I like Jerry. Legend. Outside. Ball four. First and second. One out, and that'll bring Austin Rocaforte to the plate. 0-for-1, grounded out to second in the fifth inning after replacing Caleb Hill. Cam Buford on deck. You'd love to see him get a shot. There's one out. The pitch. Excuse me, on the ground, a second. Runners will move up. Good job by Cadu. He didn't want to be hit by the ball, so he waited for it to go by. Two outs, second and third, and here is Cam. 1-for-2, grounded out to third in the first. Hit by a pitch, scored in the fourth. Single to left and scored in the sixth. He's driven in 18 so far, 16 in the second half of the season. Jersey is a mess because Cam plays hard. The pitch. Curveball for a strike in her half. Great location. Excellent pitch by Harmon. It's 0-1. Hext on third. Cadu is on second. Two outs. Buford 0-1. And delivers. It's on the ground, up the middle. Rangers has Allgaier. Throw to first off balance. And what a play by Lee to reel it in. His foot never left the bag. That was a great play on both ends to end the inning. So no runs, a hit, and two stranded. And at the end of seven, it is 5-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. 5-2 Mahoning Valley to the top of the eighth inning. Leo Palacios will face the top of the order. Jake Sakata followed by Draylen Holmes and Jake Allgaier. Allgaier made that terrific play and throw, but then Lee stretched out as far as he could and kept that foot on the bag to end the inning. It was a terrific play on both ends. And Manny Jackson takes over behind the plate. So Holmes will lead it off. And he is 2-for-3 in the game tonight, scored 3 runs. Singled, stole a base, scored in the first, walked, stole a base in the third, singled, stole a base in the fifth, and struck out looking in the sixth just for variety. Man, the first pitch to him is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. They scored a run in the seventh inning on 3 walks and a hit batsman. Not a good formula. Outside, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here tomorrow night, College Township night, and fireworks after the game up high, 3-0 the count. Trenton will be here tomorrow. Mahoning Valley moves on. Where do you guys go next? Yeah. You go home? Do you want to? Ball 4, walked him on 4 pitches. I'm just asking for friends.
Shortstop, 27, Jake Allgaier.
I mean, I've been to Niles. Allgaier made that terrific play to end the bottom of the seventh. 0-for-4 at the plate, though. Struck out swinging in the first, grounded to second in the third, flew to right in the fifth, flew to right in the sixth. Holmes had a good night in the base at 3 stolen bases. There's a strike. 0-1 the count. Started him out with a changeup that time. I feel like the Spikes have been trying to grind all night. 0-1. That's wrap foul, third base side. Off the dugout. Allgaier's had a tough series. He's 0-for-9. 0-2 count. Middle infield double play depth. Spikes have two double plays tonight. A 6-3 double play and a 4-6-3 double play. Pitch. Popped him up in the infield. Buford, it's his ball. Grass backs up and makes the catch right on the dirt at third base. One out, and here's Chen Young Lee. 2-for-4. RBI single in the first, his 16th RBI. Double to left in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Flew to right in the seventh. And there goes Holmes. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. And that's his fourth stolen base of the night. You want to know how he scored three runs in this game? He's put himself in scoring position when he's been on the bases. He's been terrific. He's been great in this series. Holmes now with five stolen bases, and four of them are tonight. 1-0 to Lee. There's a strike. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. As Leo Palacios looks in. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. Maybe back a couple steps and left. Bounce that one in. 2-1 the count. Yeah, Rocaforte normally plays deeper than the other outfielders, whether he's in right, left, center, doesn't matter. He's in left right now, and he's playing deeper there. Of course, Lee is a right-handed hitter. Jewel, normal depth and right. Same story for Hexton, center. Russell, of course, the second baseman, is the guy that is shaded toward the bag at second with the right-handed hitter up. 2-1 with one out. Swing and a miss by Lee. 87, top of the zone. 2-2 the count. Spikes have due in the eighth inning, Preston, Russell, and Jewell. The pitch. Call, strike three, got him. And that was a strike. Excellent pitch by Leo Palacios. That's his first strikeout. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our great team at MountNittany.org. And here's Matthew Rivera. Hit by a pitch his last time up, stole a base and scored. And the pitch up high to Matthew. 1-0 the count. Rivera out of Barton College. He's out of Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. 24 years of age. Takes a ball. It's 2-0. 5-2 State College here in the 5-2 Mahoning Valley here in the top half of the eighth inning here in State College. 2-0. There's a strike, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Down to 78 degrees now here late in the game. It's going to be hot here on Sunday for the game, 87, you know, warmer. Then no game Monday, it's going to be 90, and then it starts cooling off. In fact, it does not get out of the 70s the rest of the week. Pitches a strike, it's 2-2. Because there's still five more games left in this homestand. Trenton tomorrow and Sunday, Then Frederick, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all 6:35 starts. Weather looks great all the way through. And he checked it. Feel like that's a Phil Rizzuto markdown. WW, what does that mean? Wasn't watching. He clearly went around. That wasn't even close. 3-2. Kind of look like, well, what are you asking me for? That's a gift walk. And that's not Leo's fault. Leo struck him out.
Designated hitter number 9, Zach Ketterman.
Zach Ketterman to the plate. That was an absolute miss on 2-2. Because he went around. First and second, two outs, and now it's Ketterman. Ketterman with a couple of walks, he's 0 for 2. Up high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Palacios goes set and delivers. Hit in the air, right center field. Jewell on the run. He won't get there. They're going to get a gift run out of this on a bad call. Going to be 6-2. They should have been out of the inning, but he clearly went around on a check swing. Rivera did and should have been called out. And they acted like, oh, what, you need a call? No call. You got to watch the game. To be honest with you, the check swing was not a hard call. And he missed it. Really. Well, play on. 6-2. The pitch. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. I expect problems on the difficult calls because they're difficult calls. Okay? When you're not making the easy calls, there's a problem. It's fouled back. It's 0-2. See, that's the issue. The issue is when you're not making the easy calls. And unfortunately, that was an easy call. Oh, 2. Call strike 3, got him. All right. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Want to be a part of an all-star team? Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. 6-2 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider at Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So come in and check out Toyota's incredible lineup of vehicles, like the all-new, fully redesigned 25 Camry, stylish Corolla, or adventure-ready RAV4, all with great MPGs. Or hop in a rugged new Tacoma or Tundra and be ready for your next summer adventure. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Enjoy a great weekend.
weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So Harmon back out for his second inning of work. He was impressive, I thought, in the seventh inning. Worked out of some trouble. Good fastball. And Grant Norris will hit for Knox Preston. Preston went 2 for 3 tonight, knocked in another run with a double. Preston with 9 RBIs in 3 games, now has 6 doubles. But Norris will hit here. Norris is the DH because they put Manny in the game as the catcher. Grant last night went 0 for 2. He was hit by a pitch, hitting 205. He's knocked in 4. And waits. And the pitch. That's a strike. Starts him out that time with a changeup. It's 0-1. Good pitch. 0-1 the count. Down 6-2, bottom of the eighth inning on the ground. Good play at second base by Sukata. Throws to first in time. He went to one knee and was able to spear it and then throw it to first. Good play by Sukata. Here's Russell. 0-3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second. Reached on an error in the fourth and popped out to first in the sixth. Six runs, 11 hits, Mahoning Valley. 2 runs, 7 hits for the Spikes. And the pitch. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Little Jewel picking up there. He's the on-deck hitter. 0-1 the count. And he goes set at the belt. To the plate. Strike out or half. Good pitch there, too. It's 0-2. Holmes playing shallow and toward the line in left. Williams, normal depth straightaway in center. A little deeper by McCray in right. Nothing unusual in the infield. Everybody's in the standard spot. Here's the 0-2. Bounce that one in. It's 1-2. I think he was trying to throw a curveball there and just didn't get it. Tomorrow night, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead. I think one of them is of JD with a salmon shirt on. 1-2. It's fouled. First base side screams into the seats and out of play beyond the Spikes dugout. So these are bobbleheads from the past. You don't know which one you're going to get. And some of them are already signed. First 500 fans get that tomorrow night. College Township night with fireworks after the game. 814-272-1711. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. 2 outs. You go to StateCollegeSpikes.com. Or go to the box office or walk up. Will Jewell, 0-2. Struck out swinging in the second. Sacrifice fly to knock in a run in the fourth. And lined out to Holmes in left in the sixth. For Will, that sacrifice fly was his first as a Spike, his second RBI overall. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Manny Jackson on deck with the Spikes down 6-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning with 2 outs and the bases clean. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. A little deeper in right, McCray and off the line. Normal depth by Williams in center. Holmes toward the line and left and shallow. Sakata, the second baseman, a couple steps over toward first base. Inside to Will. 2-1 the count. Shortstop, Al Geyer, maybe 2-3 steps toward the bag at short. Rivera, normal spot at third. And the 2-1. It's on the ground, broken, bad foul past the camera well and bounces out past the tarp. Jung Young Lee will go get it while Will Jewell will get a new bat. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Will with a new bat. One of the famous broken bats was Bucky Dent. When he broke his bat, he went back to the dugout. He took Mickey Rivers' bat, and that's what he hit the home run with. 1978. 2-2. Outside corner, call strike three. Got him, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for Harmon. He's been impressive so far. Spikes go in order in the eighth, and at the end of eight full, it is 6-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning. Leo Palacios is done for the night as they'll make a pitching change here. And Peter Austinson, who was up here in the box with us the other night. In fact, Peter was up here with us last night, as a matter of fact. Takes over here. He is making his seventh appearance, 11 and two-thirds. Seven earned runs, 16 hits. Struck out five, walked two. Last time against Frederick on Tuesday night. Check that on Wednesday night. Picked up his second hold, going an inning, giving up two hits, no runs, striking out one. 0-1 record, 5.40 ERA for Austinson. Andre Dirksen at the plate. Palacios 2 1/3, one hit, two runs, both earned. So here's Austinson, and the pitch to Dirksen. In there for a strike, starts him out with a fastball at 89. Dirksen tonight is 0-3. Popped to second in the second, flew to center in the fourth, walked in the sixth, and fouled out to first in the seventh, when Spiegel was in the game. Now Austin Ball's at first base. 1-1 to Dirksen, and the Austinson pitch. Curveball inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. Austinson, 1-2. Outside, 2-2 the count. That pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, got him. First strikeout of the ball game for Austinson. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain and the Elf. Mountain and the Elf Orthopedics and Sports Medicine ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our great team today at mountainandy.org/orthopedics. Here's Isaac Williams. Williams is 1-for-3, double play in the second, 6-3. Grounded out to short in the fourth, single to the left in the sixth. Bases loaded, walk to knock in a run in the seventh. That pitch misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. That pitch also misses, it's 2-0. Fourth pitcher of the night. Peter Austinson. That is line to left field, but right in his tracks is Rocaforte. Puts up the glove, makes the catch, two down. And Jake Sakata at the plate. Sakata 2-for-5. Lined out to Kadu at short in the first. Infield hit, stole a base, scored in the third. Terrific play when Caleb Hill was in the game and left, made a great catch. Single to right in the sixth, and then grounded out with the bases loaded to Buford at third for a fielder's choice. And he taps that one foul down the runway toward the Spikes dugout. It is 0-1. Austinson. 0-1. On the ground to short, Kadu. Behind the bag, sidearms at first, and the dirt dugout by Ball. Inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 6-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and the Spikes need to find 4 to tie, 5 to win. So let's see what they can do one guy at a time here. Harmon's out of the game, and he was good. I was impressed by Harmon. Pitched very, very well. Came in 2 innings, 1 hit. Struck out 3, walked 1, did not give up a run. In his first appearance as a member of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. And Jeremy Burkett will come in. Burkett, 4.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. A lot of walks, though. No record with an ERA of 9, sixth appearance. 6 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs all earned. He struck out 3, walked 5, hit 2. The left-hander. Burkett, 22 years of age, 6'2", 170-pound left-hander out of Southern University. Lives in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And takes over here. He'll face Manny Jackson, Austin Ball, and Cooper Hext. Jackson is 2 for 3 tonight. Single to the left in the second, single to the right in the fourth, and then lined out to short in the sixth. Hit the ball hard all night. Burkett to the plate. First pitch swinging, popped up, shortstop, Allgaier's there. Puts it away, one pitch, one out here in the ninth. Here is Austin Ball, struck out looking in his only plate appearance in the seventh. Lefty on lefty matchup. Play him deep all the way around. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Norris, it's interesting. He always plays near the line, shallow and left. That's a strike, 1-1. Now he has a left-handed hitter up. Huge gap in left center field. Williams is about maybe 5 to 10 steps into right center. Outside with a curveball, 2-1 the count. Of all the curveballs we've seen the last two nights, that's the slowest. That was at 70. That one's outside. See, with Cutter that time, it's 3-1. Ball left-handed box waits, 3-1 count. That's a strike, full 3-2. Ball waits left-handed box with one out, bases empty, and here's the 3-2 offering. Check the swing. Oh, yeah, they saw that one. That was a strike, by the way. So let's give Peter Jones credit. He was watching. And that was a strikeout. And that was the right call. Right on the money. Here's Hext, who is 2 for 4 with a double and a single. That's a strike. It is 0-1. Tomorrow night, 6:35, first 500 fans, the mystery bobblehead. That's a strike curveball. It's 0-2. It's 71. And then fireworks after the game. Kids run the bases. College Township night. 6:35. Outside. 1-2 the count. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download. StateCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. The 1-2. Outside quarter call, strike 3, and the ball game is over. And Mahoney Valley gets a sweep of the series. They win by a score of 6-2. Come back, wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a great weekend with the State College Spikes. It's a pair of 6:35 p.m. games against the Trenton Thunder on tap. Saturday, the first 500 fans get a mystery bobblehead giveaway with a bobblehead trading post and fireworks after the game presented by College Township on Hospitality Night. Sunday, it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Ballpark takeover on a Sunday fun day. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So here we go. This is what happened tonight here at the ballpark. Mahoning Valley gets the sweep, winning 6-2. Six runs, 11 hits, an error. They left 13. State College, two runs, seven hits, two errors. They left eight. Braylon Villar was outstanding tonight. Opening six hits, two runs, only one earned. Struck out three, did not walk a batter. He gets the win. He's 1-1. Brandon Berger gets the loss. He falls to 1-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes before 2,251. So the Spikes, now on the season, have drawn to this point 64,850. And tomorrow we're expecting a great crowd. Sunday we're expecting a great crowd. Tomorrow's a big night here. College Township night. First 500 fans on the mystery bobblehead. Now there won't be anything new in there, but you may find one that's signed, one that you maybe never had, one you can trade, one you can re-gift, whatever. First 500 fans will get that. Kids will run the bases tomorrow, and not only that, fireworks after the game. It's all a big night tomorrow night here. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it here at the ballpark at 6:35. Tickets available 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com. That's your only online source. Don't go anywhere else. You can run into trouble if you do. All right? And we're just trying to make sure that it's a smooth process for you. You can always go to the box office to get seats in advance or just walk up. Can't wait to see you. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun here at the ballpark, like it always is, a Saturday night in August at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. It doesn't get any better than that. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.